Mirror Hours, A Change of Direction, a time travel romance by Lady Victoria Howard and read by Ava Blair for Saga Egmont. Episode 40, Haunted. A feeling of paralysis gripped Victoria's entire body as she stared into the angry eyes looming above her. She wanted to scream, but her jaw was firmly clamped shut, while the few words she struggled to form remained only in her mind. William's face did not move, nor did he speak. Victoria forcefully willed herself to turn her head to the side, whilst squeezing her eyes tight shut. His appearance felt chillingly different to the previous time when she had dreamt he had visited her. At least she thought it had been a dream that had left her waking up covered with a sheen of sweat, her nightdress in disarray, and her bedroom filled with the scent of sex. She didn't know whether seconds or minutes had passed, but her instinct told her to keep her eyes closed and to slow her breathing. At the same time as Victoria felt her heart rate slow, she became aware of a growing heat between her thighs, and a surge of tingling pleasure flowed upwards with an intensity that forced her hips to thrust and her legs to open in the hope that a hard cock would fill the empty space. But there was nothing. No muscular body pressed against hers, no lips teased her nipples. All she felt was a sensual ache of longing. Although Victoria had been terrified by the appearance of William's face, what she really wanted right now was a repeat of their previous romp. However, as she dared to exhale and slowly open her eyes, she felt a wave of disappointment crash over her when she realized that there was nobody in the room but her. She reached across and switched on the bedside light. Her desire for sex slowly subsided as she looked around the room for evidence that something unusual had just occurred. Running her fingers through the space where William's face had just appeared, Victoria laughed at herself. What was I expecting, she wondered, a head-sized mass of hot air? Tentatively swinging her legs out of the bed, she placed her feet firmly on the floor, gripping the thick wool carpet with her toes to reassure herself that she was fully awake. Victoria could still feel small trembles of fear coursing along her arms and legs, and it was with some trepidation that she walked across the room and opened the bedroom door. The landing was in near total darkness, except for a sliver of street light that filtered through the spaces around the landing window blind. Victoria stood perfectly still and listened to the house. A sudden buzz from the kitchen below startled her until she remembered it was just the fridge. She felt for the landing light switch and pressed it. Everything looked just as it should, and she let out a long sigh of relief. Her eyes glanced over at the guest room door. She felt tempted to open it, but then decided she had had enough of holding her breath for one night. A look in there could wait until daylight, whenever that might be. Walking back to her bedside table, Victoria picked up her phone to check the time. It was 5:30 a.m., which meant it would be sunrise in less than an hour. She knew she wouldn't go back to sleep now. Climbing back into bed, she turned on the BBC World Service, a habit Lady Isabel had introduced her to, and a total godsend at those times in her life when she had found sleep impossible. As she lay back against the pillows, she wondered what the appearance of William's face could possibly mean. Why did he look so furious? Was it somehow connected to Jude or George? Was it about something else entirely, or had she imagined it anyway? As the dawn light appeared, Victoria switched off the radio and went downstairs. Perhaps I should talk to Ruth again, she thought, as she ground some coffee beans. She had sufficient time to meet her in the park before going to the gallery. After drinking her coffee, Victoria showered, dressed, and focused her mind on Ruth to summon her, as she collected what she needed for work, including the gift for Marie that she had purchased in Capri. Victoria walked her usual route to Regent's Park. Although it was early, the park wasn't completely deserted, and Victoria nodded to the gardeners as they tended to the flower beds. To her relief and delight, Ruth was sitting in the exact same spot as always. She was by now less.